control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free and bringing up whatever's on your mind. The toll-free number for you is 1-800-259-9231. And that number brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of features on the site, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Main feature allows you, the listener, to control the content of the site. The main column that you see when you go to freetalklive.com, all of the different items that are there, whether it's a news story or a blog post or a video, all was put there by listeners just like you. So as you're surfing around the web and you find something that you want to share with our other listeners and possibly get on the air, you just submit it to freetalklive.com as show prep, and then other listeners will vote as to whether they like or dislike your suggestion, and you get to vote on other people's suggestions, and the most liked make it to the front page and the top of the site, meaning we're more likely to see it and talk about it here on the air. So head over to freetalklive.com and get interactive. As always, there is much to discuss here tonight, but I wanted to stop down. I mean, we've got the usual cop shoot dog stories. There's another one.
Of course.
And then there's a crazy lady up here in New Hampshire that is on the warpath against the Free State Project. We might talk about her.
Is that Pam Martin's article?
Yeah, it is.
It's dry.
Yeah, it's bad. It's bad. But there's only part
Isn't
of it.
Usually?
There's only part of it that has to do with the Free State Project.
Well, she's gotten hassled so often for her smearing that she's actually gotten pretty good with her sources. So, you know, this article, relatively accurate, leads you to the wrong conclusions, really.
So first, a little bit of good news. And hopefully it'll end up being good news for you, Dale, because you and I
think so.
Yeah, you and
no,
I.
I'm just kidding.
Sorry. Dale is here from anarchyinyourhead.com. You and I were on trial about almost a month ago, maybe about 3 weeks ago. We were on trial in what was what they called a combined trial, where Dale and myself and Lauren Canario and Sean, who's on Thursday nights, were all on a trial for the same charge of misdemeanor criminal trespass, as it is called. And just today over at freekeen.com, I posted up a fresh video of another guy's trial who was with us when we were arrested. He was one of the trespassive 12, but they've spread the trials out over 3 months. So we went on the 29th of September, and then he had his trial, I think it was yesterday.
And then Jim's was before that.
Or the day before that, yeah. And then yeah. Jim Johnson, Lauren's husband, was put on trial in August. And so when we were on trial, there were just all kinds of shenanigans. You weren't allowed to actually have a closing statement, Dale, because the man of the robe was so frustrated by what...
The previous closing statements by the other people in the trial that he had combined.
Yeah. So the reason I wanted to bring this up was to look at the way this has gone, these trespassing trials, just to give the listener, give you, the listener, an example of the inconsistencies of this so-called justice system. Because when we started this, again, a dozen people were arrested for so-called trespassing. Three people had their charges thrown out because it was shown that they had arrived as the cops had come up to make the arrest, so there was no way they could have known that they weren't supposed to be there. They wouldn't have been warned about that. So those people's trials or charges were dropped. And then the rest of the nine, or the three were dropped? Yeah, three were dropped, and then the other nine have had their trials spread across three different months. Jim Johnson was first. He was charged, as we all were, with misdemeanor trespass, which means, up here in New Hampshire, that means that you've been told to leave by someone in authority, and you didn't.
You refused to do so. Yeah,
and so therefore, that's a misdemeanor.
One can certainly understand that the people might have a prejudice that the Free Staters might very well not have left if told. But in this case, they hadn't been.
And that's the interesting thing, is that the judge said on record, I feel it has not been proved beyond a reasonable doubt that it was effectively communicated to you to leave.
Because it's not effectively communicated if they come out the door and they whisper, hey, you have to leave.
From 90 feet away.
Right. Right. That doesn't work.
And it's also, there's crowds and crowds of people that are coming and going at various times. You need to clearly communicate to whomever it is that you're going to charge with a crime for criminal trespass to leave, and then they have to disobey that order, right?
Right.
Like, nope, I'm not leaving. I'm going to stay anyway. And that wasn't the case. The judge admitted it, and then he charged us with a violation anyway.
Right. So,
which we could not defend against because it was over at that point.
This like, is well, the hold funny, on. funny part of this story is that, you know, so they charge you with the misdemeanor violation. Says that you knew that you were supposed to leave after being told to leave. No one proved that. So the judge himself, the guy, the referee, then charges you with violation.
He didn't charge us. He just found us guilty.
Found you guilty
right.
of violation.
Well, and his reasoning for that, his verbiage, to my recollection, I mean, we can check the video and make sure, but his verbiage, to my recollection, was that he found our behavior disturbing.
Right.
Which is not a crime, to my understanding.
Right, because this violation is the stupidest of all these charges, which is that you knew you weren't supposed to be there. Now, how in the world? This is a thought crime. I mean, it's a
place that has public visitors for inmates from 8 a.m. until 10 p.m.
And places.
This was during that time. Yes, we went to places that they don't normally expect people to go, but that aren't demarcated off as not being allowed for people to go. We just walked around the building, which we've done. I've done it at least at three other jails.
More times
without
than I can
incident.
Count. More times than I can count.
Yeah, more times than I can count at three other jails at various times. And without incident. One time a policeman followed us around just to make sure we weren't doing anything, and of course we weren't. We were just walking around the jail, and we've never caused any incident. We've never broken any windows. We never tried to break anyone out of jail.
We committed the crime of making the prisoners smile is basically
right.
what happened, and you know that's not supposed to happen when you're in jail. You're supposed to be angry and sad and depressed. So... the first trial was Jim Johnson, Lauren Canario's husband. Lauren, one of my heroes, civil disobedience superstar, one of the main reasons why I made the move here to New Hampshire, specifically the western southwestern corner of it. And Jim is also a great activist, and he was again one of the trespassive 12. And they scheduled his trial. He was all by himself. There wasn't anybody else that was charged that was being on trial at that time. Like when we were, they just loaded all four of us onto the same trial. And they found Jim guilty.
Which we all objected to.
Right.
But,
Didn't matter.
Yeah.
They found Jim guilty of misdemeanor trespass. So they believe that in Jim's, even though we were all together, all of us were charged with the exact same charge, they found Jim guilty of misdemeanor trespass, but they would not find us guilty. A month later, when we had our
in their defense, under their rules, he just may not have argued. He didn't really argue that. Very well, in my opinion. I mean,
this shows the silliness of the judicial system.
But it does show the flaws of the system, that it's not a just
right.
system, that in fact was not guilty. They should really go back and find him not guilty.
You've got three people doing the same thing on the same day in the same place. At the same time, that are found, you know, one of them, it could very well have been be found not guilty because it was taken under advisement. And what we have at this point,
that was the trial that was this week, which I just posted over at freekeen.com right. of Menno, and I called today to see if there was a decision in that case, and I did not get an answer on that. It has not been entered into the system as of yet. So
really,
we're not sure.
The justice system wasn't speedy.
Hmm. Yeah.
So I can't believe that. So you've got three people, same time, same day, same everything. One found guilty of a misdemeanor, one found guilty of a violation, one very likely going to be found not guilty.
No, it was one guilty of a misdemeanor for me. Well,
yes, but
Lauren.
I'm just saying that if you take three people out of there, you know, you can take a look at three. That it's just so crazy.
It is crazy, and that's what I
wanted
to point out.
Jim might be
here.
A comic genius. He wasn't the ringleader of this.
Certainly not.
No,
but he did have a giant cardboard sword.
Well, he does. He does tend to come with the props.
So things are changing as each of these trials goes on. And if they end up finding Menno not guilty, then what will that do for the two people that have trials remaining? There are still two of the trespassive 12 that have trials scheduled for February, late February. And maybe they will even just drop those. And what does that mean for us, Dale? Because we were still found guilty. You're looking at
Jim. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You're looking at a dozen days in jail. Lauren already spent 2 weeks in jail. Sean is doing community service.
We should clarify for people that the reason we're facing jail time is because we refuse to pay the fine.
That's correct.
So they fined us.
But we're going
to,
you and I are appealing that decision.
Right.
Can we bring up what happened in another trial during our appeal?
No,
probably not.
I doubt it.
It's just the
you're only allowed to bring what was brought into evidence in that trial.
Yeah, it's so broken. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LightBreeze wind generator kits start charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mph wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring 2 wind generators on just 1 tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there for free. Head over to freetalklive.com, and you'll find stuff like our news updates. You can get signed up, and we will keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. You can get them via our emailed updates list. You can follow us on Twitter or Facebook. In fact, just today, I sent out an update announcing that we've got a brand new radio station on board, KBEL in Idabel, Oklahoma. We'll say hello to them officially tomorrow night because they're only on for Saturdays, and also mentioned WIMS in Michigan City, Indiana, which is back on board now, joining us for overnight. So
excellent.
I've been getting the emails for this stuff, and it seems like the affiliates are just exploding.
Well, it was a little slow over the summertime. Things slowed down a little bit, and it's one of those things where it rains, it pours. I mean, if you ever worked in retail, and sometimes it's just completely dead, and as soon as one person walks through the door, there's like a whole busload that shows up. You ever notice that?
They come in little bunches, like grapes.
Yeah. So, and
whatever
so
works.
Things
more
are
affiliates. That's what's important.
Exactly. It's working, and so you can go and get the latest updates on what's happening with Free Talk Live at news.freetalklive.com.
News.freetalklive.com is Osborne approved. That's Jason Osborne from SACL CAI. He's a big sponsor of the show. Go check out SACL CAI. They are the top. They have the top banner at freetalklive.com. You can they can handle all of your accounts receivable needs for your business. And if you have any reason that you need to reach a whole bunch of people via telephone, SACL CAI can handle that. Robocalls, in-person calls, whatever it is you need. SACL CAI.
It's actually talking with Osborne today. Apparently, he is ready to make the move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project.
Yeah, it's been a bumpy road, but yeah.
Yeah, he was going to move a couple weeks ago, and I guess the people that he was buying a house from hadn't quite finished moving out yet, so he had to put off his move. Yeah. But he is on his way, I believe, as of Tuesday. So that's pretty exciting. So it'd be great to have Jason Osborne up here.
Yep.
All right, so
moving on up.
Yeah, and we're talking about one of the things that's been going on up here, the courtroom shenanigans happening here in Keene, New Hampshire, which is where we're doing this program, just to give you an example of just how inconsistent this government's so-called justice system actually is. You would think when you've got 9 people that have all been charged with the same alleged crime that there would be some level of consistency in how they were tried in the results of those trials. But what we've seen is that the results of the trials are getting less and less severe over time, with the first person being found guilty of misdemeanor trespass, with you and I, Dale, and a couple of other activists all on trial at the same time. They admitted they could not find us guilty of misdemeanor trespass and instead found us guilty of violation trespass.
Because our behavior was disturbing.
And we don't know what's going to happen with the trial that happened this week. Menno Troyer is one of the activists. He is actually originally from Sarasota, as you and I are, Mark. But he,
I don't know about originally, but he lived there at one time.
Before he came here, that's where he was from. And so he went through, again, same charge, same place as we were, arrested at the same time. And in his trial, the judge took it under advisement. Now, it was a different judge at his trial.
And Menno is a super genius, too.
Is he?
He's a nice guy. And
what? Has he been tested or something?
He's a really smart guy.
He does seem very smart.
He might be operating on a different plane than you and I, though.
He asked some good questions at the trial.
I thought he asked some very good questions. I feel like the only thing that set him back was that he didn't like take the time to watch our trial.
That might have helped.
Well, he couldn't.
We did manage to convince the judge that we had not been sufficiently
informed. He'd been working overtime all week, and his computer was broken.
Yeah, understandable.
Well, it's been 3 weeks since we had
it. It's unfortunate, because there were some things that we argued that he could have argued effectively, and,
sure.
And he did ask some very good questions.
Normally, what we've seen in this particular court is typically the man in the robe will issue the ruling immediately. If it's going to be guilty, it will be guilty right there and then. You'll finish the trial.
They don't like to give an innocent plea or an innocent verdict on the camera, it seems.
Correct.
Like, because we're there with the camera. They don't want to go, yes, you won, on the camera. They take it under advisement, so it is looking optimistic.
Yeah, so
without jumping to conclusions, it's looking optimistic.
Yeah, so we'll know more over time as to what happens with Menno, and again, I said there's other trials coming. But it's just interesting how inconsistent it has all been. That's all I really wanted to bring up. Just all of us arrested at the exact same time in the exact same place, charged with the exact same thing.
And pretty much did the same thing there. Yeah. I mean, we were all, you know, in fact, several of us, the time when they claimed to have told us to leave was when I pointed out in my trial that he was standing really far away and he mumbles and wasn't using a bullhorn or anything like that. That's also where Menno was. So that presumably that's also when Menno was told to leave. So,
you know, and even if they weren't, they different people did different stuff while on location, they don't know. I mean, the law enforcement officials don't have any proof, they don't know one free stater from another. They all look like nuts to them, right? I mean, they don't have the foggiest inclination who might have done what. Okay, maybe the guy with the giant cardboard sword might have stuck out. But
he looked a little nuttier.
I don't know. I don't even know that they could tell who had that.
So that's all I wanted to share. Let's go to the phones and the fun. Sean, listening in Indiana, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind tonight, Sean?
Well, I was listening to your guys' podcast, which is how I typically listen to you, the other day, and you did you guys were talking about Pakistan and, obviously the horrible life that people are living there now. And, there were certain things that you were bringing up that were completely dead on. I mean, especially when it comes to the idea of radicalization. There was an article posted on Young Americans for Liberty's blog about a research paper that was recently done for discussing suicide bombings and the phenomenon of them. And what they had shown is that don't take me literally on these numbers, kind of just guessing here, but it was from 1973 to 2003, so like this 30-year span, there was maybe 28 suicide bombings. From 2003 on, we've had over 100.
And this is worldwide, or
yeah,
just in Pakistan?
I've heard these kind of numbers before.
Yeah. This was, I believe, a worldwide study of the phenomenon throughout the world.
Okay, yeah.
Is that this phenomenon is something new that comes from occupation, not from their supposed, fanatical religious beliefs that some people might want you to believe.
Right. Now, so this is more than a research paper. This was some like New York Times article or something like that. If I correct, because I've read the same thing. And let me repeat for people: in the 30 years prior to say 2003, when the United States essentially set up shop in the Middle East full time, there were 30 suicide bombs or something, suicide bombers or something like that. And then the number tripled in the years following. And you're talking about 4 or 5 years following that 30-year period. So you're talking about an extreme radicalization, because obviously people will fight, but a suicide bomber knows they're going to die. And, you have to ask yourself, what does it take to get to that level of radicalization? And the answer that they came up with, and I think that it's an accurate one, is that they showed historically that people that would go on suicide missions tend to be people that see that the lifestyle of their family and friends is severely threatened.
I thought it's because they hate our freedoms.
Yeah, they hate Coca-Cola and Britney Spears.
Hey, if you've got more to share, Sean, hang on. We'll bring it back here in a moment. 800-259-9231. So after occupation, the suicide bombings dramatically increased. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, oregacillin physician strength capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Men, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Ryzen. Mojo Ryzen is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Ryzen is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Ryzen works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Ryzen will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Ryzen will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just 3 capsules of Mojo Ryzen, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Ryzen at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Ryzen all night long.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Dial in via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy our listening options. Live streams, we've got a broadband and dial-up flavors. You get the latest episode of Free Talk Live around the clock on those streams. Plus, you can do that as well with our listen lines. It'll allow you to call in from any phone that can dial long distance. You can listen in that way. Go to listen.freetalklive.com to tune in and get more information. That's listen.freetalklive.com.
Have you ever considered taking your case to court without an attorney? Jurisdictionary.com is a course for people without a lawyer who must know what it takes to win, and for people with lawyers who want to minimize legal fees and maximize winning by knowing what should be done. It works for plaintiffs or defendants. It costs less than an hour with any good lawyer, and it's so easy the average eighth grader could go through the complete 4-CD course in a single weekend. You can get it at jurisdictionary.com. I just got my new version of the course. It's jurisdictionary.com.
All right, so we're going to go back to Sean in Indiana. We're talking about the suicide bombings, and Sean, you gave us some numbers that were very interesting. Can you recap those for anybody just tuning in?
I don't have the exact numbers. If they want to find them, go to youngamericansforliberty.org or yaliberty.org, and you can get the exact numbers. But it's something like from 1973 to 2003, there was roughly 28 to 30 suicide bombings. And then from 2003 to, I believe, 2007, that number tripled or quadrupled to somewhere between 100 to 130.
Now, do you know if the numbers that...
Really even more than a triple and quadruple, because one's over a 30-year period, the next one's over a 5-year period.
That's a great observation, yeah.
If you're definitely going to be looking at it statistically. But also, last night, Ian, you were talking about secession as a possibility for ending these wars, that the you know, having a state refusing to send troops, refusing to go along with it. And what although that is, the average to the mainstream that would be considered radical, I'd like to point to other points of history to where we've seen peaceful resolutions to war, that have come about due through, non-cooperation. If you look at this, there's a great case study called the Carnation Revolution that came out of Portugal. And what had happened was Portugal was trying to maintain Angola and out there. What they were doing is the Portuguese army would send the troops down. Before taking the troops back to Portugal, they would obviously disarm them and then ship them back. What happened was, finally, when one regiment was changing out and another one was coming in, the one changing out refused to hand over the weapons. And what they did instead was take these weapons, board the ships, and then sail back, and there was a military coup of the Portuguese fascist regime. And the best part about it,
that sounds violent?
The best part about it, though, is there was no bloodshed over this. They used the weapons as a show of force.
I don't think you can call, a bunch of armed guys a nonviolent revolution.
Well,
there was no
shots fired. No one was killed.
Okay, are you going to call them pacifists, too?
I would not call them pacifists. Definitely not pacifists.
I don't know that I'm going to call that nonviolent, but I suppose you could liberally use the term if that's what you wish.
But how would you apply a story like that to what's going on today? I mean, you've got the U.S. military with a couple million people.
We saw during Iraq, during Vietnam, there was continuous civil disobedience from troops during while fighting the war.
Indeed, yeah, there are a lot of those troops were being drafted.
Yeah, they were being drafted, but we're starting to see it though today in Iraq and Afghanistan. I've read numerous reports.
Really?
Of troops being weary of commanding officers lying on reports saying that they went on a mission when they didn't go on the mission, trying to save lives.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just a matter of time before it continues down to where these guys, obviously as they become more and more disillusioned, to eventually, hopefully, this is, again, a hopefully situation, that they would stop the war themselves.
Boy, I consider myself an optimist, but I can't even, I can't see that happening.
That sounds like a reach. I don't know.
I'm scared of
disobeying orders, and for good reason, because there's some pretty severe punishments for that.
Also, I'm not the one that's going to sit around here and wait for my future to be handled by some pimply-faced kid who volunteered for the military in a time of war. I mean, there aren't too many people who are in the military today that said, oh, I'm just going to do this to get college money. I mean, they knew what was going on. 2002 was really when all this stuff started. People had a reasonable expectation that they were going to be at least spending some time shooting people in foreign countries, and
so something about them was ready to do that.
Well, I would love as much. Go ahead.
I would actually disagree with Mark on that. That I know personally, many of my friends, even they know these risks coming in. They see how bad the economy currently is, and they've decided, somewhere in their mind that joining the military is the best solution for this, because not only will they get paid and possibly go to college from it, but, they might get a desk job.
Yeah, I can see somebody in desperate financial circumstances deciding to join the military. I can definitely see that happening, but I can't see them deciding to just throw it all away because they don't want to cooperate anymore, to throw away what their career would have been, or the college money.
It happens, but not too often.
It happens, and we can count them on one hand. I mean, Lieutenant Watada is a name I remember.
The WikiLeaks guy, Bradley Manning.
Yep, that's right. So, the WikiLeaks guy didn't intend to get caught, right? He got caught on accident.
But he was doing a form of civil disobedience.
Well, sure he was.
He was willing to take a big risk to get information out, to get the truth out to people. So being a whistleblower, he was willing to risk a lot is the point, I believe.
Right, but I can't count more than just a few folks. I would love to hear this news of this wave of non-cooperation that just starts passing through the military. I think that would be fantastic.
The impression I get from the caller, he says it sounds like, for instance, fudging on paperwork to say that something happened, to say that a mission happened that didn't actually happen, and things like that. That sounds to me like people are doing things discreetly, and it could be that maybe it will ripple up at some point that things aren't happening, that it's just winding down in a way and not happening on the level they expect, and maybe that will be like a wrench in it, but I don't know.
In the late 60s and early 70s, you had a huge anti-war movement, and it was largely populated by draftees. I mean, they had newspapers they were putting out. They had anti-war coffee shops near bases. They were doing things. I don't see the soldiers doing much of anything.
Well, there was those soldiers that stood in front of the convoy that was leaving.
Ex-soldiers.
Former soldiers, right.
Former soldiers.
Anyway, go ahead, Sean.
Well, sorry, I forgot the point I was going to break. I'll get off and let you guys continue on the show.
Not a problem. I appreciate the call tonight. And I appreciate the optimism. I mean, I'm glad you're optimistic about...
Yeah, if you want to... Sure. Well, Ian, you were saying that there have been more suicide bombings since we got over there. And the spin on that, the last I heard, I mean, this is old spin. I don't know if they have new spin now. But the spin on that was, well, yeah, Ian, we're preventing terrorism here, see, because they're fighting us over there. Right? So what do you think of that whole spin?
You know, that to me is just it's just nonsense.
Of course.
If you were a terrorist, an international terrorist, then that it really is what we were supposed to be going after, right? We didn't go into Afghanistan to take care of the Taliban. We went into Afghanistan to get Osama bin Laden, Al-Qaeda. So if you're an international terrorist, and that's what Al-Qaeda is, why do you want to go fight the world's greatest military of all time?
Yeah, sure. Why wouldn't you want to just blow up some cities?
Right. Why didn't
they had that opportunity to do anyway. They specifically chose civilian targets. So,
yes.
So why stay over there and fight? I mean, it's like your enemy is swinging swords at you right in your face, and you have the opportunity to go straight for the heart. Why would you do that? Why would you be distracted?
It doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't make sense, no.
If they wanted to go after
it's spin. Yeah. It's BS and it's spin. That's what it's all about.
I think likely the reason that Al-Qaeda hasn't attacked soil, among other things, is, you know, that whole attacking them on their soil thing didn't really work the way we wanted it to. They didn't want a war with the United States. They wanted the United States out of the Middle East. They thought that the United States was a paper tiger. They could give it a kick and it would collapse and it would get out of the Middle East. And that didn't happen.
It probably takes time, too, to recruit more people that are willing to blow themselves up.
Yeah,
probably.
There's more coming up here. Toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. You get on the lines. Take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost, turnkey setup for you. You recruit 6 to 8 businesses in your area to accept Del Valle Silver rounds as barter currency, and your wish is granted. You get paid, and you promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. It's a free market system based on Austrian economics. DelValleySilver.com. DelValleySilver.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
If you're a regular listener of this station, then disaster survival is vitally important to you and your family. Long-term food storage, water filtration, emergency food preparation, and quality survival products are not just talk topics, but a way of life. We strongly believe in being prepared for any emergency. We are foodandwaterstore.com, owned and operated by people who are into emergency preparedness. And because we are preppers like you, we own and use the products we offer. You'll find quality name brand proven products like Global Sun Ovens, Wonder Mill Flour Mills, Mountain House Foods, Satchel and Berkey water filters, and many more, plus videos and articles at foodandwaterstore.com. 90% of our customers are return customers because of our low prices and excellent customer service. We still believe the customer is always right. Discover what your family needs to weather any storm at foodandwaterstore.com or call 1-877-773-7123. Foodandwaterstore.com, helping you prepare for the storms of life.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you are invited to take control of the airwaves. Just dial in toll-free, 800-259-9231. But if you don't do it, that's okay. We won't try to put you in jail like they're going to be doing to parents in Detroit who missed their kids' school conferences. So we can give you some of the details on that. 800-259-9231. And then later on, Dale, you're going to share with us the five reasons that powerful people will always suck.
Yep.
Is that correct? All right, so we'll get to all that and, of course, your calls as well at 800-259-9231. And, hey, and if you enjoy Free Talk Live, then we'd like to ask you to support the show by shopping with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. You just enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a portion of the purchase when you start your shopping at amazon.freetalklive.com. Oh, and by the way, what if you found out that the best liberty activists from around the world were moving to the same place in order to achieve liberty in their lifetimes? Would you want to join them? Well, it's happening, and you can be a part of it. Join the Free State Project at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. We're meeting, actually, Dale and I, we met up with a guy today who was here visiting from New Jersey, here visiting the Keene area, had some lunch at the local delicious Mexican place downtown, Pedraza's, and that's kind of like our tradition when people come in here to visit.
I love an excuse to go there.
Yeah, yeah. So we had a good time and was talking to this guy, and he's looking to make the move up here, of course, and found us through, I think he found the Free State Project through the Ridley Report, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes. And he saw a Free Keene ad on the Ridley Report.
Yeah, he found freekeene.com, which is my website, through the Ridley Report, but found Free Talk Live completely independent of all of that. He was just looking for, like, Liberty Talk Radio, and sure enough, we're here in New Hampshire as well. So it's great when people come up here and visit because they're always so pleased with how pretty it is here in New Hampshire. And, of course, meeting the people is also a nice thing as well, because the real reason to make the move for the Free State Project is so you can be around other people who have a similar mindset, who believe in freedom and who get it. So go to freestateproject.org to learn more about what's going on up here. Over almost 10,500 people have signed up at this point. I actually asked this guy if he had signed up yet, and he said no. And so I said, well, why not? What will you sign up? And he said, I don't know. I don't like signing up for things. And I said, look, you don't have to use your real name, right? You don't have to. It's still you signing up. You're still the person who's intending to sign up. If you use a pseudonym, who cares?
Just don't use 10.
Don't use 10 pseudonyms, you
yes.
mean? Right, because then that would be fraud. But yeah, so...
Right, you know, if you're concerned about your privacy, but you are sincerely interested in coming up, then I, you know, tweak it a little, but you know, one time, sign up and...
And then move up. Come on up, because it's a lot of fun up here. Let's go to your phone calls. You can bring up whatever you want. And it keeps getting better, too, as more people get here. Mike is in Missouri. You're on Free Talk Live. Ian, Dale, and Mark. Hello, Mike.
How are you guys?
What's on your mind tonight? Great.
Thanks for taking my call.
I wanted to rehash this dress code thing.
Because I know I heard you guys recently went to L.A. to the radio conference or whatever it was.
Yeah, we sure did.
I want to know, you're rubbing shoulders with people, you're trying to get your name out there. What were you wearing, Ian?
You know, I actually went clothes shopping beforehand with Michelle Seven and Sam, and so they kind of helped me out with...
They're turning him into a metrosexual.
Right, okay. Well, I was wondering, because I listen to you guys with podcasts, and... It's funny to follow all the shenanigans you guys do. It's awesome. And I was just wondering, once you wore, he dressed up for the occasion, I guess I should say.
Yeah, Sam really... took him, gave him some advice on clothes, and Sam dresses way better than I do, okay? That's why I tell people I'm a lesbian trapped in a gay man's body.
Well, Sam, you know what?
Is very metrosexual. And he dresses very nice, and he took Ian and got him, gave him some advice.
I think Michelle was a little more up my alley as far as her her recommendations.
Okay.
All the clothes.
So probably toned down a little bit from yeah.
All the clothes that he brought were black. He had black shirts, black pants, everything was black. He looked like Johnny Cash.
That was what Michelle said was good, and you said it worked.
It's
Mark.
A step up.
But I also wear the pre-talk live bowling shirt.
You can try some other neutrals. If a lot of people like the neutrals look. You can try some grays and whites.
I have some jeans.
So you did go with the bowling shirt at some point.
Yes. I did, yeah. Both of us did. Normally the way I do it is the first night I look dressy, and then the second night I'm wearing the bowling shirt. So
that's
Mark,
good. You're coming along. Because I used to go to Bible college, and I'm a recovering Bible college student, and I used to have to wear ties and suits all the time, and I'm not ever wearing a tie again unless somebody dies or somebody's getting married.
Yeah,
I had to do it for work, and I'm the same way.
I understand the extreme of, I can wear whatever I want, I'll just look like a ragamuffin, or no, you should wear a three-piece suit, so I was kind of interested in that topic.
To some extent, you can get away with wearing whatever you want if you're the talent in a talk radio convention. Things are a little less strict there.
In this case, I looked around this convention, and there are certainly people in suits, but there are people that are far from it. You got to kind of dress for your audience to some extent too. And
I'm going to go because I'm about to tear into some barbecue ribs. But I wanted to say this: you guys are rubbing shoulders up there with all those big wigs and stuff. Most of the stuff that I hear on their shows are basically shtick, and they're like exaggerating their point, and they're never going to change from that. But you guys are real and down to earth, and that's what I appreciate about your show.
Well, thank you so much for the call and the thoughts tonight. I certainly appreciate hearing from you. Yeah, I don't dress as I normally dress when I go to these conventions. Although I would normally wear jeans and maybe the bowling shirt. I don't really normally wear the bowling shirt, but when I'm out at a Free Talk Live thing, I do like to wear the bowling shirt because it's got Free Talk Live emblazoned across the
backside.
Right,
back we're walking billboards.
Yeah, and advertising at these conventions is not cheap.
No, one of the big guys in the industry, Gabe Hobbs, who gave us our shot on WFLA, came by and said, "Boys, I see you're in uniform tonight." they expect to see these things to some extent.
Yeah.
And everybody who ever talked to us at these events says, these guys are doing it right. That's the way they introduce us.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact is, we're doing it right. We've managed to grow slow. We grow steady. We get our name in Talkers Magazine. And, it's none of this flash in the pan overnight bullcrap.
Yeah, exactly. So there you go. And by the way, it was the Free Talk Live amplifiers that helped send us to this particular convention as well, as what they always do. And so it's listeners like you that are contributing $3 a month that make these things possible for us. So thank you to everybody that has amped and is amping the program, and everybody that will amp, maybe you. Go to amp.freetalklive.com to get signed up for that.
Now, Ian, when there's a little break in the callers, I believe you forgot to get to your good news.
You're right.
Thank
you.
Trial.
Thank you. I had actually made a note.
People are asking about that.
Because I had forgotten about that. And so there is a little bit of good news. When we were at this trespass trial, I was hit with a $1,000 fine, and you only got a $500 fine. Is that right?
Well, you were rude to the judge.
Right. I said
you disrespected him and called him a criminal gang.
He asked if I could pay the fine, and I said, no, I don't pay fines to criminal organizations. And that's when he doubled the fine from $500 plus $500 suspended, removing the $500 suspended and putting it on right then to make it a $1,000 fine. So I had filed a motion for an alternative an alternative payment, which is something that had worked for me in the past. And I'd asked the question in court, and you can see it on the video when I ask, well, I'm willing to pay that $1,300 because it's $1,000 plus a 20% fee or 24% fee. And so I said, I'm willing to pay that to a local charity. Will you accept that? And he refused to accept it. So I decided, all right, fine. I'm going to go ahead and not... He was confronted. Let's try it one more time on paper. So I wrote up a motion for an alternative payment to pay the money to charity. And it was accepted. So I don't have to go to jail on the trespass charge because I wasn't going to pay them the fine.
Thank goodness.
But I don't have a problem cutting a check to the local community kitchen or the homeless shelter or the United Way or whatever.
That's my,
I don't mind my taking over the radio enterprise that you've created, but today's not my day, man.
Well, don't worry, Mark. I've got 5 more charges I'm facing this December. Ugh. So, there's a good chance. And they're all misdemeanors, I think, so... You know, who knows where that's
sooner going to end. Or later they're going to get you.
Yep. But it's good news.
Be in the shower with the soap.
But an interesting thing. Now that was good news. Before that happened, while we were still in the trial, and he was deciding on the verdict, he'd already decided the verdict and was discussing with us how much what we thought the penalty should be. And I was honestly, after he went through and he talked about your priors. And he asked him about my priors. Mm-hmm. I was expecting mine. I thought he gave you the $500 fine based on the fact that you've been in there so much and all that stuff. So I thought for sure by the time he got to me, he was going to give me the recommended
$500 or
$200 or $300. Yeah. And no, he gave me a higher one. And I was honestly like, what was that about? And again, I felt like there was tremendous bias and prejudice because of merging the trials.
Yeah, and we're still appealing, and you've yet, Dale, to file your motion for the alternative payment as well. You're going to try the same thing.
I'm going to do that, and I'm going to cite yours as precedent. So
right,
that,
so hopefully this is really good news, because this is now the second time, because I've been the only person who's ever tried this in the past. I came up with the idea of, I'd rather pay the money to somebody else. Pay it to a charity. And it was accepted 3 years ago. I was shocked when they didn't accept it.
You take credit for this?
This time. Was it your idea?
Absolutely.
Okay, it was my idea. I don't remember these things.
God.
So then I went ahead and did it again, and it was approved. So now that it's been approved twice, there's no reason why it shouldn't continue to be approved, I would hope.
Well,
of course,
I agree.
It's all arbitrary.
It's arbitrary, exactly.
So hopefully you'll get yours approved too, Dale. Hour 2 is coming up. This is Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Stouffer's. Let's Fix Dinner. Find dinner ideas to bring your family together at the table at letsfixdinner.com. Juggling schedules so that everyone eats together can be tough. Try starting with one family dinner a week, whenever you can fit it in. Take turns picking the meal and have everyone pitch in. Working together will bring your family closer, even if it is just once a week. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.